I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Yo, Gloom listeners, it's The Plague, and today I'm talking about getting your finances as fit as your physique. Our very own F3 Omaha brother, Jean-Claude, aka Michael Pfluger, at Avior Wealth Management, specializes in building personalized financial plans. He understands the journey you walk in life as a man of faith, safeguarding your family, and creating a legacy. Jean-Claude is ready to help you plan your finances with intention so that you can live with purpose. And that's just the beginning when you work with the Avior Wealth team. Visit avior.com/F3. That's AVIOR.com/F3. And see how Michael can guide your financial journey today.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back. Man, this will be a good one. You know, I feel like I was just jamming out to one of this guy's songs this morning.
Yeah, baby.
You know, and I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe the most memorable VQ in F3 Omaha history. I don't know. We'll talk about it eventually. But,
I don't know if we have to.
Yeah. But I got our man T Swift on, and it's great to see you, man. You know, full disclosure, we just interviewed Home Alone. And so my memory is refreshed on your kind of beginnings a little bit from his perspective. But why don't you tell us how you got involved in F3, who EH'd you? And I think your first workout was 1776. So, so tell us about that.
Yeah. EH story is pretty funny because it's not, we didn't really have someone kind of tell us about it. And I say we because Greenhouse and Hey Hey and I, the three of us have been friends since preschool. Hey even calls us like preschool shield lock, but we always have been into fitness and faith and all of that stuff. And on Facebook, John Michael Major, good old Sasquatch, posted something because I played soccer with him at Hastings, and he put something about this F3 workout thing. And I looked at it, I was like, "What is that? That is, you know, looks cool. Bunch of dudes. I saw USA flags and." So, Hey and Greenhouse, since we travel together, we do a lot together. And I was like, guys, we got to check this out. What do you guys think? And, I was like, there's a sweet one on, you know, it's called 1776 America. Let's do it. And, sounds sweet. You know, we're kind of fit. Yeah. And then we, found out that, you know, my type of fit isn't really an F, you know, wasn't ready. Yeah. And it was fun. It was sweet. I was just waiting for Hey or Greenhouse to say, "Hey, okay, I'm good. I'm going to leave." Cause I would have followed them in a heartbeat. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And it was fun. Cause some of the, like Mother Goose was there, and Tater, his big old goofy smile was, you know, just loving and welcoming. And it was a pretty cool EH story. Cause every 1776, it always just brings back memories how I couldn't lift up my arms for a week.
Yeah. And so, you just celebrated three years, right?
3 years. And sadly this year I couldn't go to the 1776 because my son had that freak accident, but I was there in spirit.
Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah. Was that the year you started? Was that the year Khakis did it like three times or something? Or
I don't know, but I only thing about Khakis in 1776, it was at Aldridge because Boys Town, we couldn't go there. Only thing I know about Khakis is getting in an argument about when the burpees. Like if it's at the beginning or can you break it up? I don't know. Like it was like dad was yelling at the dinner table and I just stayed out of it and stayed away.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I love it. What, so tell us about the name. How did you get the name T-Swift?
So we were, you know, talking about ourselves and I talked about like guitar, talked about how I love country music. And then Hey said, loves Taylor Swift, which comical. I do love Taylor Swift. I love old Taylor Swift, not this new garbage.
Right.
But, And Hey Hey is actually the huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, he's seen her three times. He's followed her and he like stalked her like tour bus one time to wave at her. And
no way.
And so it was Mother Goose or Tater. Just said Troy Stoller, TS, T Swift. So
Yeah.
And it stuck, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, you owned it right away. See, I think some guys have gotten a name like that, and then they don't come back because they're like, well, they think I'm a girl or whatever. But you owned it. I love it.
I am a girl. I have emotions of a girl. No,
high school girl.
Yeah, high school. That's where I coach high school girls. So, I loved it. I've loved it. Like the name, I don't really get how people can get upset about that stuff because, you know, life's not that serious. Like, this stuff is fun.
Yeah.
So,
man, I love it. And so talk us through kind of like backstory a little bit on this fitness piece. You mentioned, so you're a soccer player, you know, have kind of always been active, always been kind of have fitness on the mind a little bit.
Yeah, I always have been kind of loving. I hated running, actually, to tell you the truth. But then after college soccer, I was like, I've got two directions I'm going to go. I'm going to go down the, you know, that fat, lazy, chunky stage, which, something that I come from a bigger family. So I don't want to be that big of a guy, an unhealthy guy. So I just made that decision there to get my butt moving. And, I love it. Like, I love sweating. Like, Slow Pitch always makes fun of me for wearing long sleeves, but I love sweating. Like, I've always loved it. I love the feeling after a beatdown. And so it's that fitness part. Luckily in my brain, I've always kind of needed it because I always battle that, you know, the queen and all that stuff. But
for sure. Yeah. So you first post Saturday, 1776, where was post number two? What do you remember that?
So I was just an Oracle guy. I loved everything about Oracle, and I was always that 7 a.m. guy. I was like, I'm not waking up early, like, no way. And 7 a.m. waking up early for that, even though we had kids at the time, like, it's just different. I don't know, to wake up early to work out. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, it started getting hooked on that. Oh, well, I'll try the 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Cheap Seats, Vandalay, those guys are some of my favorites to work out with, that the peer pressure that they would get me to go to, oh, well, you should come to Red Wings, do a Murph. And then like my usual was just, you know, that Monday, Wednesday, Friday of Red Wings, Top Rope, Armory, and then Oracle. It was a fun little way to slowly get in it. But it took me months. It took me months to get truly into the F3 more than the fitness stuff. So
for sure. Well, and so you've got a lot of different, you know, kind of layers there, right? So what was your impression of the Murph first time you did the Murph? Had you done one before?
I never have, but I've loved it because like the story of the Murph, the like Lone Survivor, the books, all that, like Michael Murphy, I like reading into it. I love the history aspect of it. So that part of it I've absolutely loved. And the Murph kicked my butt, but I mean, I loved it. And then that Murph challenge, I think it was last January. I'm never doing one ever again because I had like a kink in my shoulder, and I still have that kink. Yeah. But it felt good. I mean, Murphs are the way to, those are really good. Like Mondays are for Murphs, except for the Wolf Den, but
right. Yeah, we get into that. What? So you did the Murph challenge with like Chowda and Home Alone and all those guys?
No. Yeah. Those guys are idiots. Yeah. They want to do the 24 and for a whole year or something like that. No, like or 24 a month, I think it was. Is that, no, what?
12 a month for 12 months, or yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not good with numbers, as you guys all know. So, but they, there was no way I was not going to do that.
Yeah.
I think the one I did was the January, February. You try to get 24 Murphs in, and it was fun, but again, I don't know. It's a lot because it's legit, but it felt good though. I mean, honestly, if you haven't done a Murph, like, people need to try it. Like at the beginning, I was basically doing, you know, like using my feet for every pull up. And then towards the end, I was able to crank out 100 of them, and that felt good. Like to see the results of that was pretty cool.
for sure. What, curious, like other sort of, you know, we have all these different types of beat downs, right? Have you gotten into like the coupons, or are you a runner now, or maybe a pseudo runner? Have you done halfway house?
Well, it's funny. Like, yeah, the runners and the halfway house, any type of beat down, like this morning was Tea Party with the coupons and a Bruiser Friendly. It's become less about the type of beatdown and really more about the dudes. Halfway house, I ran it with Hey Hey and Baby Shoes. I kept up with Baby Shoes when Long Neck was the queue a while ago. And it was, that was fun because they pushed me for a 10 mile. And I've always loved running. Like, I ran half marathons, like three or four before joining. But I'm not really a runner. I'm not really a coupon guy. I'm like, whatever it is, like, I'm just there to have fun and see if I can do it.
Here for the fellowship and the challenge.
It is, or here for the goofiness. Like, yeah. I love the laughter in the morning is what I'm here for. Like, all the stupid exercises we do is really entertaining.
Right. Yeah. We did, some sort of pickle pointers, or, you know, there's all the different.
Oh, pickle pushers. We got Vandalays. I've created some after dudes that are the best ones. Like the Vandalays, we did them this morning for my ab workout that I got to choose. And, oh, it's the best exercise ever.
What's a Vandalay?
Oh, so it is just a perfect ab exercise of Chinook helicopters with vertical pickle pushers. And Vandalay is just, he's truly gifted. He has a gift from God that he was doing a Chinook one time and his hips were a moving. And so right there and then the Vandalay was born.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Vandalay. He's recently injured. So we're praying for that.
I know. He's one of the best guys out here. Like the pre-runs through Oracle, like pretty much Oracle, like pre-runs with him have been fantastic. Like he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, real good for sure. Yeah, early on I remember Q Source at like some of the very first Q Source at Paradise Vandalay, just, you know, it always had, you know, been very poised, lots of great wisdom. Love the guy for sure.
A real good,
you know, I'm curious, as you think about like this, you know, just the fitness journey, right? Obviously, I'm assuming, I don't know, college, you were super fit playing soccer. And...
I was a goalie. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a helpful context.
Yeah. Super fit. I don't know about that.
Where are you at today? Like, if you were to sort of grade yourself, what you think are you where you want to be, or you got room to grow, or you?
Yeah. The fitness wise, like, I feel good. Like, Steeple and I ran 3.5 miles this morning. It wasn't the fastest pace. I'm not really a go get, like, if I'm pushing 8 minutes, that's like, that's a good one. That's good for me. And, but I mean, if like right now I feel like I could run a half marathon, not at a good pace, but I love that fitness that I'm at right now where I have zero problem running like a 5K, a 10K right now.
Yeah.
If I have to do a half marathon, I could do it. I'd be hurting for a little bit, but I love that fitness level that F3 kind of provides me, that even after 10 days off of not posting, I was able to run and be just fine. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. This idea of like running fast, like I like to run fairly fast, but then in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, long-term, I just want to be able to run like it, you know, like, 100%. And honestly, the endurance, like if, I don't know, I always think of, I'm kind of weird this way, but I think of like, if I had to run from something or whatever, I want to be able to go far. I don't just want to be able to go fast, you know?
100%. The running part, like I don't know. I just love how I don't get winded as easily for F3 too. Like carrying my kids, like my daughter is doing, loves this weird piggyback right now. And it's the funniest thing, but it's a burner on the thighs, but I can easily do it. And it's not a problem, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They always talk about like being able to carry your family's luggage on vacation, right? Like that's the epitome of fitness that we're going for.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a sweaty mess, but at least I'm carrying
it. Yeah. Right.
I'm not dying.
Yeah. Well, I love it. And obviously, you know, it's funny, like the fitness, certainly like it's like what we do, but then, you know, as you get into this group, you realize, like you said, it's like, I'm going for the fellowship and for the guys. Talk us through that. So you joined, right, with like your two best friends for life, but, I don't know, would be curious, like, has F3 improved those relationships or maybe created new ones? What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I, at the beginning, I was only dependent on those two. I was like, all right, where are you guys going? Like, oh, I'll join you there. Or we always wanted to be together. And I will say that F3 has strengthened that like the three of us, our relationship is, they're like brothers. And I know people say that, but they truly are. Like, the two of them don't have brothers. I do have a brother, and that's a different story for a different podcast. But Hay and Greenhouse are truly brothers of mine that are guys like to call them or to lean on them for anything, and they'd be there, and I'd be there for them, and they truly are family. And F3 has made our relationship stronger because we focus on Concentrica. We talk about that. We hold each other accountable. Like back in the day, like we always used to make fun of, oh man, you're skipping a workout because you're going to go hang out with your wife, loser.
Yeah.
Like none of that. No, like if you're missing a workout because something with the family, that's great. Mm-hmm. Like that's a great thing. That's Concentrica, man. You focus on what's important to you and your family. And that is everything. So I don't know. Those two guys, can't say enough good things about them. But it's fun through F3, like organically how relationships happen. Like we're in the biggest shield lock this side of the Mississippi River. I mean, yeah. We got seven dudes that are fantastic guys, but the seven of us, we always posted at Red Wings, Top Rope, and then Armory. And we always slowly pre-ran together. And like we couldn't even run like a mile at the beginning. And now we can pump out or crank out like a 5K easily. And
yeah.
Cool how like relationships, this isn't forced relationships, they just organically happen. And through like the pre-runs, more in my opinion, more pre-runs than actual beatdowns. But
yeah,
that's my favorite thing at F3 is just the guys and like the relationships that you can build and how those conversations, like they get deep and I don't know, it's cool. Like I love F3, like I get giddy about it.
So, it's cool because I think it's super important and just cool to kind of hear, you know, what your journey's been like. You know, curious the shield lock. So there's only seven guys. I thought it was like 20. It's only seven.
Feels like it. Okay. Feels like it sometimes.
And I'm assuming Hay and Greenhouse are in that.
No, they're out of it. They're not cool enough.
Okay. So yeah. You kind of have this like small shield lock with those two and then a separate group of guys.
Yeah. Cause those dudes have always been a lot more fit than I have. And I'd like to say the shield lock that I have, we all started at the same fitness level and we all kind of grew together. Cause like pre-runs, I try to stick with Hay and that's impossible. I try to Greenhouse doesn't even go to pre-runs because he's a wimp.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that Greenhouse?
Oh yeah. And he just ran on the beach. Like he just sent us a picture of like 4 miles at 7:30 pace. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do that with us.
Right. Like, I tried to get him out for a pre-run at the Shovel Pass, but I don't think he showed.
Nope.
What, so how did you guys, so the seven guy shield lock, and I just want to pick your brain on this. Cause I think guys want to be in a shield lock, but they don't know how to go about it or, you know, and so then, tell us a little bit more, like how'd you guys get to the point where you're at now, where you've got this great group of guys holding you accountable?
Well, it's funny. Cause we were all texting each other. I mean, I remember the first time like Dekine asked me for my number, I felt pretty cool. I was like, oh, thanks buddy. Hi.
Yeah.
Here's my number. Right. And, like it was great. And it just kind of casually happened. All of us working out to get all wanting to pre-run. Oh, let's do our 2 mile pre-run. Here's where we're doing it, blah, blah, blah. And then it was a shield lock before it was a shield lock because we're officially, and, it's kind of fun to see how that's grown. So
I love it. It's such a key piece. My hope is that more guys would develop shield locks and get to a point where, you know, you've got, you know, that accountability, but also just, I mean, let's be honest, right? We don't all feel like pre-running every day, but when your buddy texts you and says, hey, let's go do this, then you're like, okay, let's go do it, right? Like I used to 100%. Love running by myself and now I can't stand it. Like I'm, you know. And, yeah.
It's awful. I did it on Monday because I skipped the workout on Monday because of my son's injury and like sleeping right now is chaotic, but I had to run on my, and I hated it. The mumble chatter with myself. Terrible. Yeah. Guy's an idiot. Yeah. But I mean, like the formal side of Shield Locks. Yes. I understand the formal side of it, but you can have informal ones too. I mean, mm-hmm. I've got like an Oracle crew of like Cheap Seats, Vandalay and Hey, we talk about always trying to do the trifecta every Wednesday, Thursday. They always send a text. Hey, what's Saturday's plan? Where are we going?
Oh, and, yeah.
And it's not really a Shield Lock yet. We challenge each other. We, you know, hold each other accountable and make fun of each other. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's the more, the better, in my opinion, the more you reach out to people. But then also like having a formalized Shield Lock that you can count on for anything is also a very good thing.
For sure. Well, talk us through a little bit. You know, I think you're at one point we were calling Chucky like a mumble chatter megaphone, or just, I don't know. We need some name for it. It's kind of weasel shakery, but not really, where you're like kind of an instigator, right? Of the mumble chatter, or at least, you
loud.
Know, yeah. 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 Maybe that's, but talk us through like, how has that contributed to the fellowship experience that you've had? Do you feel like that's open board conversations, or what? I don't know.
I think so. Like I mean, the good news is people are, if they want to talk, they want to talk. Yeah. Like, the communication, and sometimes in the morning, sometimes you feel like talking, sometimes you don't. Me, I'm blessed with, I can talk to a wall. Like, I just love talking. I do. And it's, my wife absolutely hates it. Like, I remember our first date, I talked, like, we got ice cream for 2 hours. I probably talked an hour and 59 minutes of it. She still brings that up to this day. But I just, talking is so much fun, and getting to know people and laughing together. I love it. Like the loudness of people, although Chucky can be too loud sometimes. But.
Sometimes. Yeah. And inappropriate, right? You gotta, you know, sometimes it's okay to be appropriate and loud, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the, you know, hearing about the relationships you've built in the group. I think the other kind of piece we'd like to get your thoughts on from a, you know, second F or kind of relationship standpoint is maybe the impact that F3's had on your relationship with your M and your 2.0s, anything in that space.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. My wife and I, 11 years now, and she's, the woman's amazing. First, she puts up with my crap, so she's amazing for doing that. But she, the growth that we have had together, and how, like I have been a much better listener because of F3, if that makes sense. I have been a much better, patient listener with her. I focus more on our relationship between her and I in the Concentrica, and then obviously that impacts everything else. But I mean, the relationship I have with my wife is, I'm truly blessed, because before I'd get in fights, like we'd be arguing for 4 days and I'd be like, well, you know, like that stubborn turd that I am sometimes. But now the stuff that truly matters, I focus on with her. And then that helps with the kids too. My kids, my oldest son, he's autistic. He's, he can be a challenge like no other. And he's been a lot of my COTs, the topic of my COTs or pre-runs, but I hope F3 has helped me become a better parent, and seeing them excited about F3 too. Like they love it. Like Maverick and Rocket are their names. And even though they want to change their names all the time,
we just had this conversation, right? I ran into you guys at church, and I was like, you know,
like, dude, you can't do that. You can't, but they always want to change their names. But I feel like F3 has made me more patient of a man, I guess, which is a good thing, because I can use as much of that as possible.
Curious, as you think about what's made you more patient, is that the accountability? Is that the like endorphins? Is that just, what do you think that is?
I would think it's a good one. This is a gesture of mine, is that there are times, and we talked about this. Hey, Greenhouse and I went to Zion. Gosh, I don't even, 2 Novembers ago. And we talked about the gestures, the stuff that challenges, and that stuff that holds us back from, you know, having our true best self. And just talking about that and understanding that my gestures, sometimes if I say something like I want something now, like I need to have that now. And realistically, that's not, that's stupid. Like that's, it ruins relationships and it can piss off my wife and my kids. And it has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with me. So it's understanding that gesture and that stuff that sets me off and understanding it, talking about those that set me off and then realizing it and then trying to not let that happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I love it. There's this book, I think it's like Michael Brody Waite, that's called Great Leaders Are Like Drug Addicts, which, totally somewhat related, but what he talks about in that book is just, if you can increase your awareness, right, you don't even necessarily have to take an action, but just increasing your awareness to some of those things is like, you know, a huge step in getting over them. So, I mean, I love just that. It sounds like just having a safe space to talk about these things and express how they're making you feel has been really helpful. So that's super cool. Yep.
Yeah. And because the challenges I have as a parent, like all of us have it, as parents and spouses. And the cool thing is, but F3 allowed us like to talk about it, to get it out and to see how other men deal with it, how other men also hold you accountable. Like Vespa, a great guy. We'll talk about probably later with the flag pass, but him and I, if I feel like blowing up on my my oldest son, like I think of him and then I'll shoot Vespa a text and be like, hey, I almost just blew up on my son. Like it could have gotten bad. I didn't. And he'll just say, yeah, good job, man. Good job. Or if when I do blow up on him, I text Vespa. I'm like, dang it. I blew it, man. I kind of let go. And he's like, you know, gives positive talk back. And that part of F3 is pretty cool because you can lean on other dudes that are having the same type of struggles because parenting's hard. Marriage is hard. All that stuff. So
for sure. Well, and just, you know, sometimes for me, it's been like just – hearing somebody else say me too, like not even giving an answer, but just to know like, oh, I'm not completely out of my mind because I'm thinking this way, or, you know, I love that. You know, that the example with Vespa, you know, we haven't quite evolved with our like whetstone kind of platform within F3 Omaha, I would say. But that it sounds like kind of a whetstone blade kind of relationship that you have with Vespa there. Mm-hmm. Is that, I guess, what's been your experience there with just having mentors, and what has that done for you?
Well, I love it because I said it at the flag pass, but Vespa, he's old. Like, no way would him and I in the real world be like, nothing would bring us together. He's a Harley guy. I'm a country girl, like, fan, T-Swift music, blah, blah, blah. But the good thing is F3 brought us together, and I look up to Vespa like no other. And there are a lot of other PAX members like Vandalay, older dudes that I look up to, and that relationship is pretty sweet because I will talk to them about my struggles. They will talk to me about their struggles. Mm-hmm. We support each other. And then I'm also that old guy when it comes to like baby shoes. Like we ran, I loved it. Like the 10 mile we had halfway house. Like it was cool. He was talking about how he loves F3 cause he can talk to old dudes like myself and Hey about kids and parenting. Marriage. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm not that old guy. Right. I'm not that old guy in this. Okay. Yeah. That's Vespa. But, so it's that part is pretty cool because, we have people in all ages that have been through all different experiences. And the point of this, of that second F, is to rely on each other, support each other. So
that's super cool. I love it.
Which we need because this world is crazy.
Yeah, you know, curious if you mentioned your jester a little bit, and something that, you know, I don't know if you would be willing to expand or maybe share, but something I think is really cool is just to hear maybe challenges that guys have been through, you know, outside of that jester. Anything come up for you that's like maybe like just was a pivotal moment in life or something that you maybe, you know, got you down and you were able to overcome? Anything there that you might share guys can learn from?
Yeah, I think of parenting. Like I think of my oldest. Like I have visions of what I want my children to be, and I have expectations of what they want to be. But also my oldest, with him being autistic, I know that his life is going to be different. Like he's going to have struggles, and I will still hold high expectations, like through like the I'm talking like respecting authority, all that stuff, but the expectations of being like me, where you can talk to the wall, where you are socially like a social butterfly, that's not him. Hmm. And it, like that gesture of me battling that I want him to be like me can also affect our relationship, when I just need to accept him and love how he can be socially awkward, love how he is, and help him with that. But obviously, the gesture of, you know, like the struggle of having him how he is. And, but God gave him me, like he's a gift. He's a pain. He's a pain in the ass big time.
So he is just little, like you, right? No, okay.
He is. And that's the thing. Karma. That's like but he has made me a better person, through my struggles. And, like, I love the turd. Like he's a good little turd.
So. Yeah. Was that, and I don't know. Both of my girls have been just 100% healthy from day one. So I feel lucky every day for that. You hear guys praying for their kids and everything they're going through. Mm-hmm. But was that, I mean, what was that like when you guys found out what he was going through? And I mean, I don't know, if you're willing to share, would just be curious. I know other guys have that.
Yeah. We kind of always known from day one that something was not right. Cause Home Alone, like I like to joke around, but Home Alone married my sister and we got married the same year. Our kids are at the same ages. We are just a couple months behind them. So I always like to joke that, hey, like, oh, you guys are pregnant? Okay, we'll work on that. We will follow them through everything. And to see the social, or see how my nephew Owen and my son Evan, how they kind of did not grow at the same rate, or at the same speed socially, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was hard. But my wife and I have always known something was up, something was just off. And that sounds terrible to say, like off, but it was just not there. And with the diagnosis, doesn't fix anything. There's no magic button, but it also helps us to understand that the wires in his brain just don't connect in some certain areas, and I need to be aware of that and not, you know, be all over him because of those wires not connecting. It's not his fault.
Yeah, for sure. One, in some cases, right, a diagnosis for something like that helps you get more assistance at school, or maybe get him more things that he needs that can really be helpful for him.
100%. That diagnosis at school was everything, because it gives him the support not only at home, but at school, which he needs. So
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. You know, I think it's interesting, right? Because like you said, parenting is so hard, and we all have these struggles. And so I think it's just a cool thing for guys to hear how you've, you know, worked through this. And ultimately, at the end of the day, all of our kids are unique. They all have different challenges, and I don't know how to solve any of their challenges, at least in my home. I'm like, you know, so yeah, I love it. What's it like to love your dentist? Well, you're about to find out, where healthy smiles go beyond your teeth. No drilling, no needles, and no anxiety. Relax, it's Omaha Laser Dentistry. Welcome to better. At Omaha Laser Dentistry, Dr. Bullenparty uses the Soleya laser, a CO2 laser that's used in all of his day-to-day patient care. He provides thorough exams, assessments, and treatments for things like snoring, tethered tissue, and extractions like wisdom teeth, as well as other surgeries. Check them out today at omahalaserdentistry.com. Discounts may be available for F3 Omaha members. Well, you know, I'm curious too, as you think about maybe other things that have played a key part in this story. Tell us about the third F. Tell us, you know, kind of curious what was faith like for you growing up, and then where you guys at today?
So faith, I grew up Catholic, grew up in a very faith-based home, which I am thankful for my parents. Faith was strong, and faith was, you had to get to church. Doesn't matter what type of church, doesn't matter anything, get your butt in church. So as we grew up, it was Catholic. I personally, have when I became an adult, become an adult, even though I'm still kind of not there yet. But, my wife and I chose to leave the Catholic faith this past, I think it's been ever since Christmas. We have now gone to Relevant, but because I've struggled with stuff through my faith.
Hmm.
I've struggled with like prayer. Like one of the biggest things is I get more out of a prayer when it's like at the end, when we do Ball of Man, when we are actually praying from the heart rather than repeating some lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand Catholicism. I understand how some of those prayers are great. And I will continue to say some of them, but I also personally, a deeper connection with me in my relationship with God is when I pray from the heart rather than reading a script.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about F3 is I've talked to multiple people, like Steeple. He's Catholic. We went to the same church, and I've had great conversations with him about it and my struggles, and they've all been productive. I think you and I have even couple pre-runs talked about faith and the struggles personally I've had with it. But my wife grew up Catholic as well, and she kind of struggles with the same stuff. And the biggest thing is, like, we changed to Relevant, and it's so amazing for kids. Like, my kids loved it. My kids are getting more out of it. And really, my job as a parent is to leave them in a faith-based life as well, and to give them a chance. And they love going to church. And I remember as a kid, I hated going to church because I'd always get smacked in the back of the head because I was trying to talk you know, and you can't do that in the Catholic mass. And my dad would just whoosh. That was never good. But I, that journey has been cool for that transition from Catholicism to currently Relevant. And one thing I love about F3 is like praying. I've never been a prayer, like a vocal person that prays out loud or anything. And retweet one Red Wings. I can't remember when he was, or sometime he was Q, and I don't know. He randomly called me out to pray at the end of a beatdown, and I was sweating even more than I normally sweat. I was terrified. I was like, oh my gosh, like people, what do I say? What am I going to do? Like how, oh, I'm going to stutter. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to say something stupid like usual. And I wasn't comfortable with it and confident. And through F3, like I've been able to be a much better prayer. And if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
and that even has helped this past week. Because my son got a depressed skull fracture on his forehead, and I kept asking him every night. I was like, buddy, would you like to pray? We're going to pray. We prayed at the hospital. We prayed before surgery, and he loved hearing the prayers that I was saying.
Hmm.
And then he would even repeat it, his own prayer. And that was probably the coolest faith thing I've ever seen in my faith journey. Is seeing now my own child right before surgery being terrified for a broken skull, you know, and the trauma he just went through. And one thing he wanted to do was pray, which as an 8-year-old, eight-year-old me, I wouldn't have done that. No way. Right. And so to see that journey, my personal journey, impact my kids' faith journey makes me feel good that I'm actually doing something right.
At least one thing, right?
One thing.
And maybe that's why parenting is so hard, right? Is because you don't know if anything you're doing is working until sometime in the future, right? Where you get some sign like this that's like, oh, maybe they were watching or listening or, you know. And this was your younger son, correct?
Yeah. So, my oldest son, Evan, he's the one I was talking about earlier. And this was Jackson. He's my 8-year-old. He's my mini me. He's the kid that's wild like me, talk to the wall. And he had a freak accident of going down a water slide. And he actually ran into Hey Hey's son and at the bottom, and Hey Hey's son's totally fine. But Hey Hey, we always joke around because he's got a huge head. And when he was younger, he had a huge head for his little body because he used to be a beanpole. And so he always had a big hard head. And now his son has a big hard head too. And it's funny because like through F3, Ryan, their son is named Rhino.
Okay.
So Jackson, my son, he's making the joke that he got hit by Rhino. Nice. He got hit by a Rhino because his F3 name, and it's just funny. But
and he's doing okay now though, right?
Doing great. We just had the checkup today, and he's all good. He has CT in 3 weeks to make sure that everything's good, but like everything is good, and just proves that God is good, because it was terrifying how you could have fit a golf ball in his dent, in his little fracture that he had on his forehead. It was freaky.
That's scary. Yeah. Well, I know we were praying for you out there, and definitely glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah. That's something I do need, like the amount of texts, the amount of messages, the amount of prayers, that is another beautiful thing about F3. Like it was so cool. Because I was at my breaking point, at my lowest of lows, because it was terrifying. I thought mm-hmm. there was brain damage. I thought it was awful. And when I was at my lowest point, like how a simple text or just anything like that meant a lot. So
yeah,
that's why I love this group. Well, I love this cult. It's a beautiful cult.
Yeah. Well, from the stitches I saw too, he's going to have a pretty gnarly scar story to tell for sure.
We just found out 14 stitches right under his eyebrow to fix the dent. It looked pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Well, he's tougher than I am. So
that's awesome.
Thank God.
What, curious, just kind of in this faith journey process for you, I mean, you know, and Relevant, I don't know, for guys that know, is a church out here in Elkhorn. Tons of F3 guys go there.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, we go there when we oversleep and can't make it to our church that's all the way on 90th and Blondo. But what led you to that? I mean, did F3 guys, the fact that you knew guys that went there, did that have anything to do with it? Or
yeah, so after my wife and I made the decision to church shop to go look around, Chowda was a big one, big Relevant guy, mm-hmm. talking about it, and through all the beatdowns with Chowda, he'd mention it, because I'd talked to him about my struggles, especially with, like, Shield Lock, of guys talk about faith and struggles with that, and he's like, hey, come check out Relevant, and I mean, I fell in love. Like, it was awesome. The kids loved it, and we've made fun of Ronnie and his big muscles, but the guy's he's very passionate, and he is very good mm-hmm. in making everything biblical, which I love. Like, I don't love I should say this, but like how things, culture can impact or dictate the Bible. That doesn't work in my world. It's the Bible, and that dictates everything else. And the way he put it was very elegant and very, like, in a wise way, not the way I just said it,
because it might sound like a bit well, he gets paid to preach, you know. So
he does. And I can't even count. Like, the guys make fun of me all the time.
Yeah. Well, I feel very welcomed. You know, any church where your pastor has, you know, sleeve tattoos, and I feel pretty welcomed there, right? I don't know why, but I told our pastor,
you're not going to get judged. You're not going to get judged there.
Yeah, I told my pastor that. I said, if you got some sleeve tattoos, we could really bring in a lot more people. But I don't think he's going to do it.
Maybe a neck tattoo or something. Try a neck tattoo.
Maybe. Yeah, I think neck tattoo. Yeah. Something. You know, I want to get your thoughts too, you know, on the kind of this, like, second side of the third F with, like, community involvement, and just mm-hmm. kind of curious your experience with some of the F3 events. Have you had a chance to, it's kind of hard with kids and stuff like that. But
I feel like I always struggle with. Like, I would love to get all the stuff that Vandalay is putting on. And I've talked to this about, like, with Hey Hey and Greenhouse, but my third F, or that, with the community, the way I personally deal with it is I volunteer with my kids' stuff. Hmm. So I volunteer coaching through everything, like all the sports, even basketball, which I don't know a thing about basketball, but, that is the way that I, and I always felt bad not being able to do, like, the Heartland Hope and all that stuff. But then, like, hey, it's like, well, dude, you coach all the teams. Like, mm-hmm. that's a way of giving back to the community. And that made me sit back and think, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Now, I'd love to still get out there. But also, time is chaotic with three kids. And maybe when they get a little older and they can come with me,
yeah,
I think that will be a lot better, or a lot, make it easier. if that makes sense, to get out there and support the community, because F3 does amazing stuff. Like, it was like, even just through the tornado stuff, like, it was it was cool to see the guys like step up and through everything. I mean, it's cool how we're impacting the community in a positive way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and you know, I think it's good for guys to hear, right? Because we're F3, right? We're putting out all these things because we want to provide opportunity to give back to the community, but there's no obligation, right? It's not like you have to go to all those. And there's several ways, other ways to give back that are, you know, directly to the community that you're living in. So I love it.
Totally. Like I struggled with that though. Like I struggled with, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to help with that. But really, is that what's best for me and my family right now? No, unless, you know, obviously I have the time, like that afternoon's off or whatever, but I give back through other ways currently at this stage. And I hope it changes, because I mean, I see all the pictures of all the guys doing amazing things out there, and I'm like, I get FOMO really bad.
Yeah. But that's where this Concentrica model comes in, right? You kind of use that 100%. As a guide, and
100%
for sure.
And the guys get it too. Like we understand it. It's not like we're going to, like when I was talking to Hay and Greenhouse about it, they didn't say, yeah, you loser, you need to get out there and like start doing, they're like, whoa, you're doing this. Yeah. You're not, you know, being a lazy bum, or that big of a lazy bum, I guess.
Right. So. At least during the school year, but now that it's summer, you're just kind of lounging, right?
So, summer, I clock out, baby. I don't do anything. No, I'm not helping anyone. No, I'm kidding.
Love it. Well, you know, the other thing, so we think about reinvigorating male community leadership, right? Kind of that thread throughout F3. And, you know, you get, you know, we try to give you opportunities as a VQ, we try to, you know, promote guys as a site Q, give you some leadership.
Hold on. And before the VQ, my VQ was amazing.
Yeah.
It was my second one where I butchered it like no other.
Oh,
it was the second one, and it was awful.
What happened? Tell us about it for guys that weren't there.
It was awful. I had this great workout in my head, and it was going to be amazing, and it was god awful. And all I have is Tater just laughing at me, khakis laughing, slow pitch making fun of me. We had the big dogs there, and I'm sweating. It was awful.
I think when you get Tater and slow pitch and Bubbles might have been there too, but when you get those three brothers in the same group in a workout, you don't stand a chance. I think
I was screwed. And just slow pitch, the way he was talking, I was like, come on, man. This is like, I'm not. Like, if I do that crap now, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. But it was comical. They still talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something like, you know, it's like the perfect place to have something go wrong, right? It's like when you're leading a workout, and I don't know, I just remember that morning being so much fun, and just the, you know, the back and forth. And I don't know, I think at one point we were texting around somebody found the Namorama, and you could just even see it in the faces there. Like, it's just awesome.
Like, what the heck happened?
Yeah. Like, everybody's just like, I don't know what's going on.
But I loved it. It humbled me. And I was like, because my VQ, I was like, yeah, I got this. You know, I'm a coach, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that was bad.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
Where was your first VQ at?
It was at Oracle. So it was the Oracle 7 a.m. And then a couple weeks later, I did the Oracle 6 a.m. Because that's where, you know, more people would come. And I was like, I got this. Cheap Seats was telling me I'd got this. And I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. It was, it was horrible. I gotta find that Namorama.
Yeah, I love it. Well, tell me a little bit, because the other piece, right, being a site queue, and in your case, getting to launch a site with Greenhouse, one of your longtime friends, talk us through that process. What was that like?
I loved it. It was cool, because one day I was pre-running with Truly somewhere, I don't know, and he just asked about leadership, and I was like, well, you know, sure. And he's like, well, your name's been floating around, and then gradually it started talking, I think it was Pantyhose and you, and we're reaching out about possible site at Elkhorn North. And it was funny because, like, Greenhouse and I have talked about Elkhorn North being a great site to work out. We even had a couple beatdowns together there. And so once that kind of opportunity came, I was like, I have to do it with Greenhouse, have to do it. And it'd be a pretty cool journey. with him, and starting a site was fun. It was, although I can't remember who I was talking to, but it was a lot like dating. Mm. It was a slow process. It was like, yeah, we're going all in together. We're doing it. We're doing it. And then Gator would step in and be like, well, hold on. And then we'd slow down a little bit. And then it was the bumpy dating kind of roller coaster. And then once it was official, it felt good. It felt right.
Yeah. We were kind of torn between, cause I think it was maybe shortly after that we launched, Badger Point. And so I think there was sort of this, like, do we do Monday here or Monday there or Tuesday or, you know, and
yeah, I kept going Wednesday. I don't know, but it was, once we settled on the date, I was a little, worried because Mondays are for Murphs, but, it was perfect. Like it was, it was sweet because Monday, and I was worried that a lot of people would only want Murphs, but I mean, Molten's had consistent numbers of people that aren't, you know, Murfers, and it was fun creating the whole thing, like the designs, it was just cool. It was a cool experience, and I have no idea why like F3 let us do that, but Greenhouse and I are forever thankful for it because it was a good time.
Well, it's been great, and I think my recent look at the numbers, I mean, I think you're almost close to averaging 20 guys a week, you know, and so now we almost have to starfish off of this, off the new site.
It'll go down with Vespa. He's old, fragile. It's going to go down, and luckily Cradle's going to help him out,
right?
But you know, hopefully they don't ruin it all. They're going to do great stuff with it.
Well, so that's a good kind of segue into that. Talk us through, like, how did you go about selecting Vespa and Cradle?
So it's kind of funny because going to middle school with the Greenhouse, we always used to have top fives in middle school with girlfriends. We're like, oh yeah, top five girls.
Yeah.
And so I always joke around that I have my top five F3 guys.
Oh, nice.
And so like we always, and Plague, congratulations, you were on there at a time.
But not anymore?
Not anymore, sorry.
I got to figure out how do I get back on that list.
Oh, we'll talk later. Okay. We started making a top five, you know, of guys to take over the flag. And a guy that has always been consistent there and has always been positive was Vespa. Vespa mm-hmm. was always there. Cradle lives in the community. He was there, although he sometimes takes off in the winter, but now
he doesn't have a choice. He's got to stay.
No, he's got to go. those two guys were perfect because originally we talked to Vespa, and Vespa was like, you know, it's perfect. He owns his own business, really successful. And he was like, I want to bring another guy on. We totally were supportive, especially with two guys starting it. And he brought up how Cradle wanted to get involved as well. And we loved it. I mean, mm-hmm. Cradle's been great. Again, he lives 2-3 blocks away. And Vespa lives, gosh, half a mile away. These are guys in the community leading a site that is right here. And those two dudes are good guys because they're good energy people. Cradle's always smiling. Cradle's always giving hugs. Vespa, even though he doesn't like hugs. Although I did see him, this was funny because I love hugs. Vespa loves hugs. But only in the beatdowns. He builds schools, and he was in our building one time.
Oh yeah,
because he was looking at the layout, and I was like, Vespa, and he's with our head director of the grounds or whatever. I go give Vespa a big hug, and Vespa is like, oh,
he wasn't having it. That's fun.
It was awesome. I was like, come on, man, give me a hug.
They're like, how do you know this guy? How do you know our?
Yeah, he got all red. He's like, I don't know this guy. Who the?
That's funny. I love it. It is funny seeing guys out in the real world, and they're like, yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Well, totally agree. Those guys are great, and they've already, you know, I think Vespa's put a lot of thought and energy and money into, you know, he's
better not bring up the coffee.
Hey,
don't be bringing up that coffee.
You know, he got a new coffee pot. He's freshly grinding the beans. He's and if you queue there now, you get a synthetic leather koozie, which is
Man, I tell you what,
he's just one upping you, man.
He is. You know what, though? If anybody to do it, I'm glad it's Vespa. You know, it's going to make him feel good about himself.
Yeah, let's just put it that way. For sure. I love it. He wanted to make sure I got a picture and sent it to you. So that was.
I know. Yeah. I saw that text. And then I love my reply that I hope the coffee gave everyone diarrhea.
It didn't. I can.
Oh, dang it. No, yeah. Hopefully Vespa let me cue there because I want a nice little koozie. That'd be nice.
Right. He should just give you one, right? I mean,
he should. You know, if he was a nice guy, he'd do it.
Right. But, we'll see. Know. Time will tell.
He's kind of iffy.
You know, I'm curious if you have any advice or insight for guys that are leading a site, or like just from your experience, what would you tell guys that are maybe leading a site, or even maybe guys that are queuing a workout?
Yeah, not take it serious. Don't take yourself serious. Like, the serious beatdowns are always, they're fun, but man, have fun with it. Like, make goofy exercises. Do stupid stuff that makes you look weird, because, I mean, it brings out the laughter. Just have fun with it, especially as a site queue.
Yeah.
Like, be extremely welcoming. And I feel like as site queues around here, everywhere I've gone, is the site queue is always one of the first people to say hi and, you know, make sure everyone feels welcome. But yeah, if you're queuing for the first time, like, have fun. Like, mm-hmm. Who cares if you mess something up? Like, whatever. We're going to laugh at you. Slow pitch might even make fun of you big time, but it's all like fun. Like, I don't know. I hate when life is too serious. Like, F3 shouldn't be. It's the time where it's, you should be having fun. You should be smiling. You should be laughing. Don't take it serious.
Yeah. I love that. I, you know, that's something I've struggled with over the years. And, you know, for a while, like, I thought I couldn't have any fun when I stopped using drugs and drinking, and F3's really taught me that. Guys like you that are just like, you don't have a choice but to laugh at whatever you're doing. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like, I can't be serious around T-Swift. No,
you can't, baby. Yeah. Not with the Vandalays and the Monkey Humpers, yeah, and Pickle Pushers. No, I love way. It.
What, yeah. Anything else that comes to mind maybe we didn't cover that you want to make sure guys hear?
No, like, I'm not going to speak for all of F3, but Plague, like, the amount of stuff you do for our community, the amount of stuff you do for me, you just got back in the top five.
Baby. Oh man. Yes.
I can't thank you enough. You are in that top five.
All right. That was going to be my next question. The last and final question was, how do I get back in the top five?
Hey, you're in now. Just all the stuff you do, like, the leadership it's fun. Like, Tater, all the guys that, or the weasel, whatever, the weasel shakers, like, truly, like, the guys are what makes this, enjoyable, and the leadership up top, like, you guys are good dudes. So I can't thank you enough, Plague.
Yeah, man.
So welcome back to the top five.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that. And now, you know, my next question for you is, you know, are you interested in a weasel shaker role now that I'm in the top five? Can I, you know, help you?
We got to change that name, because when Truly told me about the weasel shaker, I was like, the what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like,
called it the weasel sniffer. And then, you know, we got on the beaver sniffer, and then that went to the wrong.
Like, yeah. There's so many ways we could take this. It's not good. But you know what? Let's do it. Let's have fun with that wheel. I can't even say it.
Shake weight.
Shake weight.
Yeah. I love it. No. Well, I guess the other question, just to kind of, as we wrap up here, you know, we'd like to ask guys, like, where do you need encouragement or prayers right now? If guys see out there, what should we be asking you about or checking in with you on, or what could we be praying for you on?
That's a good one. And I love this part of the podcast and the ones I've listened to. But I would say, honestly, like, parenting. Like, the random question is like, hey, how's parenting going with your oldest? Or how's parenting going? Because parenting is hard. Parenting is, and then that will also spark an interesting conversation of the two of us talking about parenting. Or, I mean, my biggest thing, my biggest struggle is parenting.
Yeah.
And so the more prayers, the more talking about parenting, the better that parent I can become, or that I'd like to become, I guess. So
heck yeah,
I would say, you know, prayers in that department, because the prayers pay off, man. I mean, God is good. Like, the prayers of just my middle son and the dangers that he was in, and like how everything is totally fine just through the power of God. So It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yes, I would say, anybody in the gloom, just ask me how parenting's going. Cause, it helps me be accountable and become a better parent. So.
Heck yeah. Well, this has been great. And just, you know, I think, at least on my mind, things we didn't get to talk about that guys could ask you about, you know, you're also a world renowned soccer coach. You know,
on the hot seat right now.
I talk to a lot of guys that say they don't want anybody else but you teaching their kids. You know, so anyway, I think there's so much you do to give back, and just really appreciate your leadership, your story, and excited to just continue to spend more time with you, man. So thanks for taking time today.
Thanks, Blake.
Let's do a little name-a-rama here. We'll wrap it up. I'll start us off. Brandon Flea Hardy, 38, The Plague.
Troy Stoller, 39,
T-Swift. You're good at the heart hand thing. I can't. That's kind of weird to do. Yeah.
Well, I used to do like this weird thing, and then one of my soccer girls saw it on Twitter, and she's like, "What the heck are you doing?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Make a heart." She's like, "No, it's this way." So they taught me how to do it.
And you don't like it when people say Travis Kelce afterwards because.
Oh, 10 burpees. 10 burpees.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do them right now.
All right, good.
But you don't like that because.
Oh, speed bump. Speed bump is a turd. Yeah. Stripes. Those guys are just. I just don't like the Chiefs. And I don't know. That's. Yeah. They're just turds. They're just turds.
I love it. No, that's great. I think it's been awesome. Well, appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for everything, buddy.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too.